Have you ever watched a pelican work a shoreline? It drops off a piling, and instead of climbing, it settles down low, wingtips almost kissing the swell, and it just glides, effortless. It rides on a cushion of air trapped between its wings and the water, and it can hold that glide for what feels like forever without a single wing beat. Birds have been cheating physics that way for millions of years. And there is a company in Rhode Island that has decided to build a passenger vehicle that does exactly the same thing. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct, the show where we take the machines everybody is arguing about and pull the panels off to see what's actually inside. Today, we are talking about the Sea Glider, specifically the Regent Viceroy. And I want to be honest with you up front because this one lives in a strange gray zone between a boat and an airplane. And that gray zone is the whole story. Let's break this down. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. If you have got a check ride behind you or a check ride coming up, go take a look. AviationSoul.com. So, what is a Sea Glider? Start with a word you already know, ground effect. Every one of us has felt it. You're on short final, you cross the numbers, you start to flare, and the airplane suddenly does not want to quit flying. It floats, that cushion under the wings gets firmer the closer you get to the surface, because the ground interrupts the wingtip vortices and cuts your induced drag. Below about one wingspan of height, the wing gets dramatically more efficient. It makes more lift for less drag. For us, ground effect is a moment. It lasts a second or two in the flare, and then we are on the ground and it is over. The Sea Glider idea is simple and a little bit audacious. What if you did not treat ground effect as a moment? What if you treated it as a cruise condition? What if you built a vehicle that spends its entire trip down in that efficient cushion, a few feet over the water, never climbing out of it? That is a Sea Glider. Regent, and the name is an acronym, Regional Electric Ground Effect Nautical Transport, has built a 12-passenger machine called the Viceroy. It is all electric, battery-powered, and it is designed to run point-to-point along coastlines and between islands. Think of the routes a ferry runs today, except you are covering them at roughly 180 miles an hour instead of 25. Now, here's the part that makes it clever, and here's what most people miss when they first see a picture of it. The Viceroy operates in three distinct modes, and it transitions between them on every single trip. Mode 1. It floats. It sits on its hull like a boat right there at the dock, and it can taxi around the harbor on battery power at low speed, following the same rules a boat follows. Mode 2. It gets up on hydrofoils. As it accelerates, retractable foils extend down beneath the hull, and the whole vehicle rises up out of the water and rides on those foils, just like a racing sailboat or a hydrofoil ferry. Now the drag drops way down because the fat hull is out of the water, and only the thin foils are cutting through it. Mode 3. Once it is fast enough, it lifts off the foils entirely and flies. In ground effect, a handful of feet above the wave tops, wings doing the work, foils retracted, riding that cushion of trapped air the whole way to the next dock. Float, foil, fly. That sequence is the entire concept, and each mode exists to solve a problem with the mode before it. The hull is great at the dock and terrible at speed. The foils are great at medium speed and would break in big waves at high speed. So you climb out of the water onto the cushion of air where nothing is touching the surface at all. The data tells an interesting story here, and it is a story about why anybody would bother. Why does this matter to pilots, and why does it matter to anybody who wants to move people around? Two reasons, range and regulation. Let's take them one at a time, because this is where the honest engineering conversation starts, range first. You have heard me talk on this show about electric aircraft, and you have heard the same wall come up every time. Batteries are heavy. The energy you can pack into a kilogram of battery is a small fraction of what you get from a kilogram of jet fuel. That is why battery electric airplanes have such short legs. You are hauling this enormous dead weight of cells, and lift costs energy, and you run out fast. Ground effect flight changes the equation, because in the cushion, your wing is doing more with less. Regent claims the Viceroy will do around 180 miles on current battery technology. Now compare that to a conventional battery electric airplane trying to do the same mission at altitude, and the Sea Glider gets meaningfully more range out of the same pack, precisely because it never pays the full drag bill that a real airplane pays up at cruise altitude. It is exploiting a loophole in the physics. It stays in the one place where an electric machine is least penalized. That is genuinely elegant. When the technology is honest, it is honest because it is not fighting the batteries. It is arranging the whole mission around what the batteries can actually do. Now, the second reason, regulation. And this is the sneaky one. The Viceroy, because it operates on the water and stays in ground effect, is being certified primarily as a maritime vehicle, a boat, under the United States Coast Guard, using an international framework for what are called wing-in-ground-effect craft, not as an aircraft under the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. Sit with that for a second, because it is a big deal. Certifying a brand new type of aircraft with the FAA is a long, brutal, expensive road. We have watched eVTOL companies grind through it for years. By threading the needle as a maritime craft that flies low, Regent is aiming at a regulatory path that is at least on paper faster and better understood. Boats that fly in ground effect have existed in the rulebooks for decades, going back to the old Soviet Ekranoplans, those enormous Caspian Sea monsters the size of an airliner that skimmed the water back in the Cold War, so the pitch is seductive. Better range than an electric airplane, and an easier certification path than an electric airplane. Float, foil, fly, and skip the hardest parts of both worlds. Here's where I put my engineer hat back on and slow us down. Because on this show, we do not hype vaporware without caveats. And there are real caveats. Cons. Let's be fair about them. The first one is waves. Ground effect flight only works when you are close to the surface and the ocean surface moves. Regent publicly targets operation in seas up to around 5 feet. That is a real limit. A ferry can push through weather that would shut a sea glider down, because a ferry does not care about the exact shape of the surface a few feet under it. The sea glider has to respect the sea state, and that means there will be days the boats run and the sea gliders sit at the dock. Any honest operator has to plan around that, the same way we plan around a hard IFR morning. Second con, obstacle avoidance and traffic. You are flying a few feet off the water at highway speed, in the exact same coastal zone where you have got other boats, fishing vessels, buoys, swimmers, kayakers, and debris. An airplane deals with that by being at altitude. This thing deals with it by staying down in the mess. Regent's answer is a heavy investment in sensors and a degree of automated collision avoidance, and I think they have to be right about that. There is not a lot of room for error at 180 miles an hour and 8 feet up. That is an engineering problem and an operational discipline problem at the same time. Third con. It is not a door-to-door machine. A sea glider needs water. It serves docks and harbors and waterfronts. That is fantastic if your city is on the coast, on a big lake, on an island chain. It does nothing for a trip that is inland. So this is not a replacement for the regional airplane. It is a replacement, potentially, for the coastal ferry and the short island hop. Know what problem it actually solves, and you will not be disappointed by the problems it does not. And the fourth caveat is the one that hangs over every electric anything. Batteries again. 180 miles is a coastal number. It is a Boston to Provincetown number, an island hop in the Caribbean number, a trip along the Gulf Coast number. It is not across a big body of open water number, at least not yet. The range grows as cells get better, and cells do keep getting better, but do not let anyone sell you an ocean crossing on today's chemistry. So who is actually building this, and where are they in real life? Because timeline is where dreams meet the calendar. Regent was founded by two engineers, Billy Thalheimer and Mike Klinker, who came out of Aurora Flight Sciences, which is a serious aerospace pedigree. The company is based in Rhode Island. And here's the part I like, because it is the part that separates the real programs from the rendering farms. They built a quarter-scale prototype and flew it first to prove the float-foil-fly transition actually works, which it did. Then they built the full-scale human-carrying Viceroy prototype, and as of this year, they have been running it through on the water testing. Real hull, real foils, real transitions with a crew aboard. That progression, small model first, then full-scale, then people, is exactly the disciplined way you want to see a new flying machine developed. It is the opposite of promising a finished product from a press release. They have also stacked up a large book of announced orders and options from ferry operators and airlines around the world. And they have picked up serious strategic investment, including money tied to defense interest, because a machine that moves cargo fast and low over water, below radar, with no runway required, gets the military's attention in a hurry. Now, orders are not deliveries. I always tell you that, An order book is a statement of interest, not a certified aircraft carrying paying passengers. The honest timeline, as Regent themselves frame it, points toward entering commercial service in the second half of this decade, with sea trials of the full-scale craft happening now and certification work running in parallel. Could that slip? Of course it could. Everything in this business slips. But the difference between this program and pure vaporware is that there is metal in the water being tested today, not just a beautiful animation. Here is what I keep coming back to, and it is the thing I want you to take away. The Sea Glider is not trying to be a better airplane. That is the mental trap. You look at it, it has got wings, so your brain files it under aircraft and starts grading it on airplane terms. And on airplane terms, it looks limited, short range, low, weather sensitive, water only, but it is not competing with the airplane. It is competing with the ferry. And against a ferry, it is 9 times faster. It is quiet, it produces no local emissions, and it does not need a runway or a whole lot of new infrastructure because the dock is already there. That is a real market. Coastlines are crowded. Islands are underserved. Traffic on the water is one of the last places nobody has meaningfully sped up in 100 years. The Viceroy works because it stops fighting the batteries and arranges the entire mission around the one-flight regime where an electric machine is least punished. That is not a gimmick. That is good systems engineering. Find the loophole in the physics and build the whole vehicle around living inside it. Will it change how you and I fly our airplanes? No, not directly. But it is one more sign of where the edges of flight are moving, into these hybrid machines that do not fit cleanly into any one rulebook, that borrow ground effect from the Pelican and hydrofoils from the racing yacht and batteries from the electric car, and stitch them into something genuinely new. My reporting today leans on Regent's own published technical material and program updates, along with the Coast Guard and international framework for wing and ground effect craft that this whole certification bet depends on. If you want the show notes and the links, they live at RadioHangar.com. This is Vector. Keep an eye on the water. Some of the most interesting flying happening right now is only a few feet above it.